knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points, Dean.
But he'll probably talk about his new best friend, Tom Cruise.
I don't know that they're best. Dean, are you and Tom Cruise best friends?
Yes, we are.
Oh, you are best friends.
Well, we like to call each other bestie.
Besties? Well, you like to call each
like
other.
When we call best. When we call each other on the phone just to talk.
Right.
Hey, bestie.
And do you sit on your bed and like lay back with
on
your legs
tummy.
Up? Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them crossed.
With yeah.
Twirling your hair. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Hey.
Oh, that's where it's
going. Twirling the phone cord.
Right.
Twirl number four.
Right. And do you tell him, do you ever go, my mom just doesn't understand me at all?
How about you?
Right. Is Mrs. Cruz like that with you, Tom?
You want to go run at ridiculously high speeds for no particular reason?
There is a scene in every Tom Cruise movie where yeah. he's running very, very fast.
And you will not be disappointed in this new movie then if you're a fan
oh.
of that.
Oh. We will get to your review of the new Mission Impossible movie in just a little bit.
Ba-da-da!
Ba-da-da! But a couple of things we need to talk
I'm
to.
Can I just say yeah. how happy I'm that you're back together?
Oh, well, thank you,
I
Dean.
Missed you. I enjoyed you individually
yeah.
with co-hosts. Thanks for not inviting me to be one.
You can co-host anytime you
yeah.
want. We'd love to have
we
you.
Thought you were too busy.
I actually broke in on the day that Anna Balaval was
yes.
Co-hosting. I
had the bonus
to be in
hour.
The building, and I just stopped in to say hello and wound up like staying an hour.
You know what? It reminded me of the old days of The Tonight Show where Johnny would have a guest on, but Bob right. Hope would just stop right. in. That's right. what it was like.
Yeah. I was like George Gobel walking out. And for those of you under 80 who don't know who George Gobel is,
look up Crew Cut,
yes.
and you'll know.
There's George
oh,
Gobel.
Another hair reference, thanks.
Oh, stop it.
Dean.
I had a crew cut like that once.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did you look?
Ridiculous.
Did you? Oh.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm bald
oh.
now.
Oh.
I've not had a good history of hair. When I had hair, I never...
Really?
Yeah, it was never good.
That's,
so
that's
I'm happy
unfortunate.
It's gone. Oh. Good riddance to it, I
who
say.
Needs it?
Good riddance.
Goodbye, hair.
I don't need your hair. Dean, you know, for the last couple of years, there's been a resurgence of old shows coming back. I think Will and Grace may have started the trend, but one after another, more shows are coming back. And today I read, it looks like Frasier's coming back. Do you know anything about that?
Well, just that they're talking about it, that it could. It's not confirmed yet, but they are talking about it. And there's some controversy about it because they say you can't bring back Frasier now that John Mahoney has passed
yeah.
away.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I don't know. I mean, do you think it would be... Would it be that much less of a show? I enjoyed John Frasier. I loved him. John Mahoney, rather. Yeah.
yeah.
You don't need him. I mean, it would be better with him, but...
I would miss him.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe Kelsey Grammer now embraces that ugly, lazy boy chair that he always hated.
Oh, yeah.
Because John Mahoney's passed away. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Give me a chance to miss the show a little bit before I want to bring it back.
Right. Good point.
I guess you could say the same of Will and Grace. It really wasn't gone that long before they brought it back. And I have enjoyed the new Will and Graces. They're pretty sharp. They're really well written. I'm curious to see, what they're going to do with Murphy Brown.
Me too.
That's coming back. And, you know, say what you want about Roseanne Barr. Personally, but I didn't think the show was terrible.
I liked it. Yeah. I'll come right out and say I did like it.
I thought it was an interesting mixture of a lot of different political viewpoints. Everybody said that it was the big conservative show. There was that element that was part of it, but it really represented a lot of different things.
Dean, I thought that was the best part of
yep.
it, was that the family was clashing politically. It reminded me kind of the glory days of All in the Family.
Yeah, very true. That's very true. And it's
damn Roseanne disappointed me and lost a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder now, because they're going to have this new show. They just announced the premiere date. In the fall, on Tuesday nights, will be The Conners, the rebooting of the show without Roseanne. So, you know, is she the glue that held that thing together, or was it the writing? I think the other characters are also very strong on that show.
Yeah, well, we will see. And then the other one I can't wait to see is the rebuild, the redo of Mad About You.
That's really happening?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that one I had not heard of.
Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt.
I loved
both
that show. I wanted to be them.
Yeah.
The Buckmans.
Yeah. Very much in love.
I'm not sure I would have. I guess I liked it.
Didn't love it, though?
It's not a show I've been craving to see come back.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Out of sight, out of mind, says Dean.
Yeah. You got a what's happening now.
Hey.
And you
right.
Hi, Rod.
I saw that on Antenna TV yesterday. That's why it's in my mind.
Best show ever.
It's pretty funny, isn't it?
No, but it's the later episodes where it really is not that funny anymore.
When they did, because they did bring that. It was what's happening.
What's happening now?
There was a gap, and then it was what's happening now. And you're right, it was not as great.
And no Shirley Hemphill.
Well, yeah. she was in the later episode. She was almost the primary character in the show because she became such a popular character on that show.
But she's no longer with us.
She is no longer with us.
But Dee is still around and a veterinarian.
Yes.
Nor is...
Rerun?
Mama?
Rerun. Yeah, Rerun's
gone. Oh, wait, is Rerun gone? Rerun's
Dwayne!
I didn't know that. Are you sure Rerun's gone?
All my impressions just involve saying somebody's
name. Right.
One word.
That's easy.
It's Wendy Snyder, the queen of one-name impressions.
I went to see Wendy stand up, and here's how it went. Mark, Tim, David,
people
Larry.
Laughed. They loved me.
They loved it.
Woo!
Some good news for Chris Hardwick, it looks like,
yes.
Right?
He's going to be back as the host of the Walking Dead
Talking Dead.
I guess talking. It's the after show that he has, right?
Yeah.
Where
Talking
they discussed
Dead.
The episode and all that, and there were lots of allegations about him with sexual assault allegations. I shouldn't say charges, but there were allegations, and it didn't look good. And you wonder if people who get these allegations posted on them can ever recover from them. This is one of the first ones that I can think of.
Yep.
Where this has happened to somebody, and they are vetted, and they're able to get back to work again. That is, his former network accepts him back again.
AMC said that they ran an independent investigation to decide whether or not they should discontinue him as a host or not. And after the investigation, they said, we welcome him back. We want him to host again.
However, he has a show on NBC, which they haven't come forward yet to say. If
Game show?
Yeah. And, you know, Bill and I were talking about this off the air, Dean. It's like, is this the new way of doing things? If you are a celebrity or on the television or radio, you're taken off the air until the inquisition happens, and then either reinstated, because I think that's what you have to do. What if he turned out to be guilty? Then AMC would look bad. Mm-hmm.
Right. And are you able to come back after something like that? Or are you damaged goods? You know, or do people will people just always think of him as the guy that had those charges leveled against him?
I think you can come back if you're reinstated, then people will go, see, I guess he didn't do it.
I would hope. I would hope that people would look at it that way.
I can't name anybody off the top of my head who in the last couple of years have had either allegations or charges, or it's been proven that they are guilty. I don't know anyone who's rebounded and come back. No one's coming to mind. Have they for either of you?
Not with regard to any of the sexual assault charges that have come back. I mean, people ask me all the
James
time.
James Franco.
I'm not sure that he's 100% back in the, you know.
You're not seeing a lot of James Franco lately.
But I just read that the whatever TV show he's on cable or something, they're going to
use him again? Yeah, all right.
Let me look that
people
up.
Ask all the time, you know, will we ever see Kevin Spacey act again? I don't know how anybody, I don't know how he could come back.
Yeah.
Because his case in particular was so badly handled from the get-go.
Yeah.
But, you know, could Cosby ever do anything in comedy ever again?
Jeffrey Tambor, Louis C.K. There's so many names of people who have just fallen away. You just don't know where they are.
Yeah. In a way, it's not sexual assault charges by any means. But because I posted some pictures with Tom Cruise, as Wendy pointed out, at the premiere of Mission Impossible Fallout that was on Sunday in Washington, D.C. I posted the pictures of Tom and I doing red carpet interview. And, you know, people still are really, they really can't stand, some people cannot stand Tom Cruise for many of the things that he said and did with regard to Scientology, his beliefs regarding Scientology. I don't know that some people's minds will ever be changed. Woody Allen is another one that comes to mind.
Oh, so many names.
HBO announced season 2 of The Deuce will be coming back with James
Franco. And he's involved.
Yep.
Huh.
We all feel comfortable
That's
about
strange.
It.
That's strange. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll talk to Dean about the new Mission Impossible movie that's just moments away. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Dean Richards is our guest. You know Dean, of course, is the host of Dean Richards Sunday Morning, and then he's on the WGN TV Morning News. Dean, another Mission Impossible movie. What'd you think?
Mission Impossible, the sixth franchise entry in this now. Who would have thought that this would have legs like this? It's called Mission Impossible Fallout. And in a couple of words, I absolutely loved it. I really had fun watching this movie. Tom Cruise delivers the excitement. Think what you want about Tom Cruise, you know, his personal life and all the rest. He is a really great actor, and he is completely fearless when it comes to doing some of the stunts in this movie. And he does almost all of his own stunts in this movie. So much scene that there's a great scene, and maybe you've seen the clip of this because they showed it a couple of months ago. A scene in which he's running, he's chasing somebody on the rooftops of London, and he's jumping from building to building to building and down and up and across. And of course, you know, Tom Cruise just running endlessly in a straight line, as he's prone to do in just about every movie. But he is jumping from building to building. And in one of these jumps, he misses the top of the building and instead slams into the side of the building instead, lifts himself up, and continues running.
Oh.
And that's the scene where he shattered his ankle. He missed the jump, as it
were. So that wasn't intentional?
It was definitely not intentional.
Wow.
It was he was supposed to make the jump from roof to roof, not roof to the side of
the
building. Smash! You could see that something didn't look right.
Yeah,
but he lifts himself up. He gets on the roof and he continues running past the camera. And as he tells the story, that the moment that he hit that building, he realized that something bad had happened.
Oh,
but he wanted to finish the shot because if indeed something was broken, that there was no way that they were going to be able to shoot this long sequence of him jumping rooftop to rooftop to rooftop again. So he told me that in his mind, he just said, let me just get up and run past the camera. And you see him grimacing like he's in pain.
Yeah.
Because he was.
Yeah.
And he runs past the camera. And when they stopped, he had shattered his ankle and was out of commission for quite a while. They shot around it until he was recovered and able to complete the shooting of that movie, and nothing stopped him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I asked him, you know, will this prevent you from doing things like this again now that you've been seriously injured? And he said, no, now I know what I did wrong, so when I make a jump like that next time, I'll know what to do better. He's fearless.
Yeah, it seems.
He's completely fearless.
It doesn't seem to age, Dean. I don't know how he's pulling this off, but he doesn't get any older.
He looks
pretty good.
He looks pretty good.
He's getting better looking.
He looks good.
Yeah.
Just like Dean, better looking every
similar
day.
Similar to Dean, yeah.
We're going to get some glasses fitted for Wendy right after the show today. but he's hanging, he's jumping out of airplanes, really doing this, jumping out of airplanes in this movie. He's holding onto cargo nets on helicopters and being, you know, flown across the skyline. There's a scene toward the end of the movie where he's flying a helicopter that goes out of control. And how they choreograph this, I guess that's part of the beauty of the stunts and the action in this movie. It is so beautifully choreographed and just so high adrenaline. I guess that's what makes these movies something special, because we've had, you know, plenty of good action movies like this, but there is something special about this franchise. A good story also helps, where, you know, Tom, as Agent Ethan Hunt and his Impossible Mission Force take on this mission, should they decide to accept it, of recovering three balls of uranium that had gone missing. These balls of uranium, they suspect, have fallen into the hands of some terrible international terrorists who plan on setting them off in
world centers. I hate these guys, these terrorists.
They always spoil the party.
Always.
You go on a nice cruise someplace, and suddenly somebody's setting off a nuclear bomb where you're supposed to take an excursion.
Yep.
The Tom Cruise?
It is nicely done. It's a pretty interesting story, but it's these stunts, and there's something just so fun about this franchise and the rubber masks, where you think you're talking to one person, you know, that you're seeing one person, and, you know, they reach around and pull the rubber mask off, and it turns out to be somebody else, and the cool gadgets, and the high-speed car and motorcycle chases.
This sounds great.
International cities. Plus, wait, I'm purposely saving the best for the end.
What's the best?
Wolf Blitzer has a cameo.
Wolf Blitzer's in this?
If we go for no other reason, that actually is a really cool scene with Wolf Blitzer. But he's in the movie as well. Big old Dean's List A on this. I can't recommend it. See it on as big a screen as possible. I saw it on an IMAX screen.
Yes.
And it's mind-blowing on
Dean,
the line.
Dean, you've talked. As soon as you said Wolf Blitzer, Wendy and I just bought tickets online. We're going to go see it. Dean, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Greatly appreciated. That's Dean Richards, everybody. We'll find out what Steve has next on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.